Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
A lot of college football. It's in the air. Feels good to be a part of it, a big part of it, University of Miami. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with the CBS college football analyst, Houston Nutt. He is one of our favorite regular guests. You almost played for him.
Yep. Played against him.
Played against him. You can catch him Saturday on College Football Today on CBS and throughout the week on Inside College Football on the CBS Sports Network. Hello, Coach Nutt.
Hey, guys.
How about those Miami Hurricanes?
Oh, those canes are rolling now. That U is back.
They're back, right?
They're back.
You watched that Notre Dame game? Were you able to see it?
Ever play.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that was a dominant football team beating a really good football team, no?
That threw me. I really thought Notre Dame, I really thought it'd be a good close fight, but I thought Notre Dame would win. But I was fooled now, fooled big time, and Miami, hey, they got my respect. They look good. They really look good. And, of course, I want to know how my man Crowder feels about all of them running to the sideline to get that chain. The big turnover chain.
it's something that Mark Richt does. That's what I want to ask you, Coach. How does that really happen? How does Mark Richt walk in with pretty much the same exact players as last year and take them to number three in the nation? How does he do that?
You know what happens sometimes? Sometimes it just needs to be said by somebody different. I've seen it happen. When I went to Arkansas, I saw Anthony Lucas, Clint Sterner, and all these guys, Kenoy Kennedy, and I'm thinking, I asked the trainer, how have these guys been 4-7 and 4-7? I don't understand. What am I missing? And what happens is you have just a little bit of change, a little bit of terminology change, but the most important change is the attitude, and you start to achieve. You make a play here, a play there, and it just starts building, and it's contagious. And just like the turnovers, as you know, Crowder, it's contagious, and you start getting them in groves, and you start believing. And when you start believing, it's a powerful thing. That's when you start achieving, and that's really, to me, what has happened.
Houston Nutt is with us. You mentioned the turnover chain there. Do you love that? Is it like do you embrace something like that?
I do. I wish I'd have thought of it. I didn't really like the trash can deal. I've seen that. I've seen a couple other deals. I've seen the shoulder pads with spikes. That's okay. That looks okay, but. You know, there's something. We always come in on Sunday in front of, their teammates. We did the special teams, and we put about five highlights on offense, five highlights on defense with just effort, turnover, scoop and score, a sack or a touchdown catch, a great block. You know, do that and really try to encourage. But there's something about where during the game where you're being rewarded, hey, I've helped my team, and now put this around my neck. And it's just, to me, it's just an enthusiasm and a passion. And I think it's just the whole world's kind of bought into it.
And, Coach, are you okay with the new rankings? Are you okay, Clemson, with one loss to Syracuse, who the Canes went back and beat 2 weeks later, being ranked over the Canes?
You know, we could sit here all day and talk about it. I really thought Miami would be in front of it. But you know what, guys? It's all fine. It's all fine because we still got ball left. They remember in November. And don't forget, they're going to play each other. So it's all going to be good. It's all going to work out just fine, I think. I think there's 17, got 7, maybe 8 that control their own destiny. I mean, you look around, it's just about winning. And so I wouldn't worry too much about who's 1, who's 2, or who's 3, or who's even 4 right now. It's about right now the next game up and the next team that wins.
Houston Nutt is with us. Is Miami the biggest surprise in college football this season?
I think they are. I don't think anybody thought they'd be this fast, to jump up. And I really thought they were going down against Notre Dame, guys. I really did. And I thought Notre Dame was physical. They looked good the last 3 weeks with Josh Adams a athletic quarterback in Brandon Wimbush, and I thought it'd be pretty close. I thought at the end Notre Dame would win, but it was the opposite. And I thought Miami was kind of just squeaking by teams here and there. Even North Carolina win by 5 points. So I thought, you know, they're just good. But there's something about winning. Crowder, you know, when you're in that dressing room and you win, there's something about it, and it's an awesome feeling. There's nothing like a celebrated locker room.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you, you being a coach in the SEC, being a coach for years, and now seeing what they do with those style points. When you were a coach, did you think about that? Were you ever up on a team and you could have cruised through the – you know, cruise through the fourth quarter and had to say, hey, we got to throw another 14 on the board for the – it was BCS when we were back in – when I was back in college when you were coaching. But did you ever think about that as a coach where you need to score more for style points?
Good question, man. No, never. All we were trying to do was win.
Yeah.
And not worried about style and not worried about this or that, trying to maybe get that next guy in there, let him get him some reps, let him get some game time, let him get a feeling. And but to work out a style point, this and that, I don't get that. I don't really like that part of it.
Because that being said, like I've said since the North Carolina win, like when UM, you know, I think they beat him by what, 5, something like that. You
right.
don't, and I'm guessing this might be something that you espoused when you were a coach. You don't have to beat Virginia Tech when you're playing North Carolina. You don't have to beat Notre Dame when you're playing North Carolina. All you have to do is beat North Carolina, which they did.
Great point. No question. It's about those 60 minutes. And it's hard enough. Wins are precious. Wins are so precious. And, it comes down to 2 to 3 or 4 plays every game, especially if it's close. And you don't know what's 3 or 4. But to sit there and think, okay, now I kind of really have style points in the fourth quarter. Come on. Come on now.
You can watch Houston Nuts Saturday on College Football Today on CBS or throughout the week on Inside College Football on the CBS Sports Network. In your opinion, is there one team, and I think the only one that we'd be talking about here, which would be Alabama,
yeah.
is there one team that is far and away better than all the other teams in college football?
I don't know right now. You know, I was saying that 2 or 3 weeks ago with Alabama, but nobody can say next better than Nick Saban. But when you look at his team closely, they're beat up now. And he's lost about 4 linebackers since the first game, since Florida State. When you lose a Sean Deion Hamilton, kind of the quarterback of your defense, a guy that's a communicator, gets them lined up, man, that hurts. You lose a Mack Wilson, you lose a guy like that, not only on the field, you lose special teams. I mean, how far down can you go? I just see a vulnerable team right now. They got to get a little bit more healthier. Mississippi State went toe to toe with them, had their chances to win in Starkville. So I love Alabama. I know Coach Saban operates physical, tough, downhill, all that. I love, of course, Jalen Hurts to me, guys, is a guy that just took the game over when it was on the line. I love his ice water in his veins. It's a blitz. They Grantham, of the defense coordinator, Mississippi State, just kept bringing it. And when you needed a third down play, little Jalen Hurts gets it done, guys. And he throws a slant, perfect time on the strong safety fire. He escaped 2 or 3 times to go run for a first down. I just love watching him play. And then, of course, when you have Bo Scarborough and Damian Harris in the backfield, that really helps, and those receivers are getting better.
Hey, Coach, who can get my Gators back on top? We're embarrassing ourselves right now. Who should go take that team over and get us back on top?
Houston Nutt should.
Well, yeah, that'd be too easy for me. But anyway, you know what? You're hearing a lot. You know, I hear Chip Kelly's name. You know, he's got flash. You know, you look at his record, what he did at Oregon. You know that he's capable of doing it. Then if, you know, you go a little bit of a younger route, you go Scott Frost, the guy that's, you know, had a lot of success up at Central Florida. His name's being popped around. It's going to be interesting, you know, when you look around the country, to see which one of these guys that you want to come lead this program, because you know Florida has it. You know they have the tradition. They have championship trophies. They have Heisman trophies. They have all of that, everything you need. I just think the guy has to know Florida. I think it's important that he understands Florida recruiting, because they're there. You know they're there. And it's been proven. Miami, Florida State, Florida, it's been proven. Now you look at Central Florida, South Florida, look at how many athletes are in the state of Florida each and every year that sign on the dotted line. Well, you need a guy that understands that, the landscape, the coaches, and then that has that flash, understands X's and O's, and can motivate and take that team to another level, because you can win a championship at Florida. It's been proven.
And, Coach, I want to ask you, there's a couple teams. I think Texas is like this. I think Florida's like this. I don't know if I'm biased. Michigan a little bit, where it's not just about being a coach. You have to be an ambassador of the school. It's just that it's more challenges to being some of those head coaches. I mean, being a head coach of some of those schools, right?
No question about it. No question about it. It's so important. You're the face of the program. You're the guy that's not only out there recruiting, but it's those, the high school coaches relationship. It's that donor relationship. It's a lot of things that come across your desk, and that's where a lot of coaches that, you know, have been a coordinator, all of a sudden they step across that desk. They're behind that big desk. You know, sometimes it's too big. It's hard. It's not as easy as you think. Some coaches make it look easy, but it's not. When all of a sudden, instead of those few questions you had in the offensive coordinator's room, with your quarterback room, all of a sudden now is, Coach, what the guys want to wear is a different pair of socks. We want to wear a throwback helmet. We want to do this. What we're going to eat tonight? What's our pregame meal? We're going to a movie. You have all these questions and discipline and all these things, and then sometimes you forget to coach. It's about 60 minutes of effort and strain in your body, and sometimes you forget about all that. So it's not easy.
I'll bring it back to Miami here at the end on the way out. Coach Houston Nutt is with us. So they just beat Vatek and then Notre Dame. Now Saturday, noon, Virginia. They're a 20 or so point favorite. Is this a game as a coach that you would fear? This is the epitome of a letdown game.
There is no doubt about it. And either like the workday, whether the workday be Tuesday or Wednesday, I would always love to maybe, if things are going right, sometimes just kind of create a little bit of a problem here. You know, let's start the drill back over. Let's start the practice back over. You know, a little bit of a lack. We're not practicing the way we did last week. And remember now, this is Virginia's Super Bowl. Well, guess what? It's our Super Bowl, too, because we're in playoffs now. It's the next 60 minutes, so you've got to be ready, and preparation is the key, because you just can't roll your helmets out now. You better buckle up both of them, because this ball bounces funny. And so to me, it's the little things, and you're so right. You better come, everybody be on point, buckle up both chin straps, start with preparation. We may cut practice down a little bit, but we're not slacking up at all, because Virginia, they got enough athletes now. That ball bounces in their arms a couple of times, get us turnovers, you have a few penalties, and all of a sudden you're in a dogfight in the fourth quarter. You don't want all that. You don't need that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of thought in the back of everyone's head after that. Even as you were walking out of Hard Rock Stadium after that Notre Dame victory, you're like, ooh,
right.
This is the classic look ahead game or classic letdown game.
And coach, when you're coaching, would you know what players on your team are the guys that could be a letdown guy, the guy to get a little too high on himself? Would you know the guys you need to go to and have a little extra talk with?
Immediately. Sunday night would call in, especially, you know, the Steelmaker guys. Crowder, you know how a few of them, they love to look good, and they're feeling they got a little bit more swag and think I'm getting ready for TV. And those are the ones you might want to call in on Sunday night or Monday and all say, hey, can't tell you how good a job you did last week, but you know what? That's over. Yeah. I know you caught three touchdowns and you had two blocks, great, but that's over. I know you had four sacks, Johnny, but you know what? That's all. I need you this week. So get in that tub a little bit longer. I know you're sore and beat up, and come to work now with a hard hat on Tuesday, Wednesday. Let's fit this thing up. Let's be on point, because we got so much now in front of us now. We're not jumped into it now. And we got a little bit of a bullseye on our chest now. Everybody's coming at us a little harder now. They didn't used to do that last year, but now they are. So let's go. Let's embrace it. You know, it's got to be some of that, because if you don't, they kind of walk through the most. You can't help it. Just like y'all said, guys, you use so much energy, so much emotion. Well, that's where your defense has got to come right back. Got to come right back and stop them, three it out, get them off the field, get a turnover, get the chain going again, and offense, let's go.
Love talking to this guy. Catch him Saturday on College Football Today on CBS, throughout the week on Inside College Football on the CBS Sports Network. Houston Nutt, enjoy talking to you. Hopefully, we'll talk to you, you know, come Final Four time and be talking to you about a Miami game.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Houston Nutt.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.